Initially, estimates for new jobs in the region were in the thousands. But, as usual, it's a little more complicated than that, so let's break it down. In the immediate future, the AIM Photonics Institute will create some research jobs. That's according to Paul Ballantyne with the University of Rochester's Center for Emerging Innovations and Science.
At first, there'll be only a few, and there'll be high-level jobs. And when I say a few, I mean 100 or less than 100. And there'll be bachelor's, master's, PhD, a few technicians' jobs.
These initial employees will work at high-tech, state-of-the-art research and development facilities. These facilities are really expensive to build and maintain, so the idea behind the Photonics Institute is to use the public-private partnership money to build them. Then, companies can lease the space to do their own R&D. Scientific breakthroughs will hopefully spur new technologies, and that's where the manufacturing comes in.
A good percentage of those jobs will be middle skills jobs at the associate's degree level, where you're working in factories and doing things like that.
Monroe Community College offers associate's degrees in the field, and because of companies like Kodak, Bosch & Lomb, and Xerox, the region already has optical technicians who fit the mold. It's this ecosystem of skilled workers, research facilities, and manufacturing plants that's expected to make Rochester an attractive place for companies to locate and hopefully bring jobs. But putting a number on it can be tricky. Kent Gardner is an economist with the Center for Governmental Research.
When we consider the number of jobs that might be created from the Photonics Institute, one of the things that unfortunately we really don't know. We know it's going to be a lot. We know that there's going to be a significant investment. But what we're trying to do is create a chain reaction here.
Here's a more concrete example of that chain reaction in effect. Governor Andrew Cuomo recently announced two photonics companies are planning to move to Rochester. One of those companies, Avigee, from Silicon Valley, California, makes chargers for laptops and phones and other devices.
The computer chip that is in this charger is going to be built here and developed and refined here in this continual evolution on the high-tech side to make that chip smaller, tighter, better, smarter than everybody else's chip. And this is advanced manufacturing.
Avigee will be using research and development facilities at Canal Ponds and manufacturing facilities at Eastman Business Park. Hopefully, that will enable them to grow and create jobs, Cuomo says. But they're also expected to indirectly influence the local job market. For example, a local business could grow by partnering with Avigee on distribution. Eventually, the money from the Department of Defense, the state, and private investors will run out. In 5 years, the AIM Photonics Institute is expected to be completely self-sufficient. Leaders caution it's important to lay a solid foundation for this photonics industry ecosystem in order for this investment to pay off. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.